Initiate countdown. Execute.
Do not touch your dial. We are in charge of this transmission. Squad. Brute Squad. Only on Jackalope Radio.
Once again, welcome to the Brute Squad. I'm Johnny Reed. I'm your host and my co-host, my partner in crime, Mr. Todd Sheets.
Even though I forgot you for Transformers, man, I'm really sorry.
Okay. Once again, who are you?
Man, I can't even believe that. You know, that's what happens when you work too much at Jackalope Radio. You're doing 15 shows in a night. You leave here numb and you don't even know if you're going to make it to the movie theater.
And you forget who your friends are.
Ah, man. So I apologize for that.
Dude, on air...
Yep, on-air apology, man.
I do accept your apology.
Well, thank you. Because you would have had a good time. We were making fun of everything.
Well, thank you for saying I would have had a good time. That makes me feel so much better.
Yeah. Mad Matt, he wants to be on the show sometime. He's going to come on and talk comics someday.
Mad Matt?
Yeah.
That would be awesome. Fun. Yeah, we had a good time. We wound up talking, came in the shop Saturday and just, God, I think we talked for like 4 hours. It was crazy.
That will happen, yeah, with Matt.
We had a good time, though.
Came in for 30 minutes, stayed for 4 hours.
I'm telling you.
Yep.
It's like that bad cousin.
It's awesome. But that's how it was with us, too. So, came up there to check out the store, and I was there the whole afternoon. Good times. As I was being told that our music sucked. That was great.
Who says our music?
Remember that? Yeah, you had some lady in the store, and she's like, "What is all that stuff? It's like glam rock."
Oh God, yeah. Oh.
I was like, "Douche, what do you know?"
I don't listen to anything unless it's European.
And I looked at her like, "Yeah, European, all right. Go find a bathroom."
But no, yeah, I just didn't, yeah.
I was like, "Dude, our music is anything
actually,
but
she's
glam."
She's a friend, but
she's a nice
lady. She's a nice lady. It's just one of those things, you know. Sometimes you're like.
Really?
I don't get it.
It's anything but that. I mean, geez. That was almost like saying that you were Ricky Rocket, dude.
Dude, you know what? I got to tell you something.
That's not right.
Of all drummers, he is my bane of existence. He is my number one hated drummer.
Well, that's what she called you,
see,
man.
That's what people don't understand. We're sitting here talking about comics and toys, but, you know, we could probably have hours along just talking about music.
Yeah,
it's sad. Ricky Rocket is my number one bane of drummers. Followed shortly by Mick Brown from Dokken.
Yeah, he's a good one, too.
Well, the fact that I actually had an interview and they go, "Why do you play drums?" He goes, "Well, I'm not really a drummer. I'm an alcoholic, and this is just funding it." And he was serious. I was like, dude, really? Yeah, you're a douche.
Douche. Douche of the week.
Dude, we should do that.
We're
going to
have
week.
A douche of the week. I'll
we
even do a sound bite.
But you know what? We can't have that.
Why not?
Douche of the week! Because Mr. Who shall not be said, Mr. Grant Morrison would get it every week.
He would get it every week.
Every week.
Damn, no talent.
Well, you know what we need to talk about?
What do we need to talk about? There's a lot of things we need to talk about.
That movie you forgot me about.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Transformers.
That was a good time.
What'd you think?
I had a really good time. I did. It was a fun time at the movies. And, you know, a lot of people are going to complain about this and that because you can't please anybody anymore. But after the Green Lantern movie, I'm kind of disgusted by fanboyism at this point, even though here we are doing a show that's basically kind of the same thing. But I'm frustrated because you can't please anybody, and I'm tired of them completely ripping people apart. I'm like, dude.
You do understand that we do most of that on the show.
But you know what? We also are fair. There's a difference.
We are fair.
We go to the movies to have a good time, and as long as we had a good time, dude, we're happy. You know, we had a good time. We left the theater with a smile on our face. We didn't care. So what if it didn't follow the exact plot of Abin Sur down to the T? You know what? Who cares? I had a good time, and it was a freaking movie that was 90 minutes long, man. It's not like a miniseries.
You know, with the trailers, it was timed at 3 hours and 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, for the Transformers.
Number one, speaking of trailers, and by the way, spoiler alert, once again for all those people tuning in, I talk about everything. I'm not going to try to cover up facts. I'm not going to sit there and say, well, I don't want to run it for you. If you don't want to know about a movie or something that's coming out, turn it off now.
Yeah, close your ears.
Close your ears.
Because it's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. But I saw the long new trailer for Captain America.
Yeah, I did too.
Dude, you know what? The one scene that got me the most in the trailer is when they have Tommy Lee Jones and they're trying to figure out who they're going to pick for Captain America. And he goes out there and he takes the grenade, throws it, and he goes, grenade! Everybody runs, but little Steve Rogers that jumps on it.
It's true.
And I'm like, you know what? That scene... I mean, I was like, that's Cap. That's awesome.
That was, yeah.
And I got to tell you, I think Tommy Lee Jones playing the sergeant is going to be awesome in that.
True.
But, I'm digging. I can't wait.
He's awesome anyway. That dude, he rocks.
That's what, two more weeks away?
Yep.
Midnight showing?
Oh, yeah. I'll actually call you this time.
You think?
It'll be good.
I'll hold it, chew it.
I mean, yeah, this time I'll... won't forget you.
You know I'm your Batman dealer, so you better be careful.
That's really true.
I'm going to raise prices on all my Batman crack that I sell you.
That's true. And my Micronauts comics will now be $15 a pop. Which, by the way, for the fun and profit, I went to the comic book store right over here just because I was killing time, basically, and I was just looking at them. And first of all, no one in the whole store said one word to me the whole time I was there. There's a surprise. Well, didn't it used to be called Friendly, I think, at one point?
Yes. Oh, is that where you went?
Yeah. Well, okay. I was waiting because someone I was with was in the post office there, and I'm sitting there, oh, God dang, it's taking forever. So I'm standing there looking around, and I'm looking, and I'm just going through comics. I'm like, dude, you guys are so damned unrealistic, okay?
Now, did you notice that half their stuff isn't even bagged and boarded anymore?
Right.
I mean, it's trashed in their bins. I'm like, dude.
I'm not trying to be mean, but dude, look.
I'm not trying to be mean, but it's hard to find stuff.
Jesus, man. Really? $22 for the first issue of Micronauts? Really? What did I get it from you? 75 cents a dollar? I mean, you know.
Well, that's because you're a friend, but honestly, I mean, if you would have came in my store and bought it, I had it for $2. Yeah. I don't hardly have any books in my back issues for over $2. I mean, every now and then there's a $4.99 issue that's been like 10 years old, like the Crisis series. Okay, let's put it this way. The Crisis of an Infinite Earth series. I got those at like $5 a pop.
Well, let's not even talk about Moon Knight. The first appearance of Moon Knight's in the hundreds over there. The Werewolf by Night. They only had like four issues of Werewolf by Night. Anyway, I just look at them for fun because I always look at the Werewolf by Night comics. And let me tell you something. Dudes, you got to find someone to pay that. Sorry. And in this economy,
well, it's not the economy. Close I'm soon. Sorry. That is the concept of comic book owners from the 80s. Because the concept was, I'm going to jack up all these prices and somebody's going to fill in that gap. Somebody's going to want to fill in this. And the problem is you have eBay now. You have Amazon, especially eBay. I mean, there's like three or four different collector sites out there that you can go to, and you can plug in what you want, and you got five different collectors saying, hey, I have it in this shape.
Right.
And I'm sorry, you go out to eBay, and you pretty much, you can get any comic you want. I mean, realistically, you know, under $100 a pop. Easy. I mean, give me a break, you know. And you're going to, but you go into these comic shops and they're like $100, $120, and you're like, I'll go get it on eBay for like a third of that cost. And that's what's, it's kind of killing the industry.
What they'll do. They'll be like, oh, we can't stay open. Well, maybe if you would have actually gave someone a deal for once, you money grubbing piece of dog crap. But that's just, you know.
I'll let you, the consumer, not me, the comic shop owner, say that.
That's right.
So
that way you're still friendly with the competition. Ah! Ha! I made another funny.
That's funny, yes. I laughed, I cried, it became a part of me.
That's right. But the Transformers, man, what's your verdict on the overall entertainment value of that one?
I would have to say two thumbs up. No, I actually really enjoyed it. Tell you the truth, it was one of those. They had some slow parts here and there. But I like that they had some great casting. They brought back most everyone that I wanted to see. They didn't spend a lot of time trying to explain why Megan Fox isn't there anymore.
Dude, they did such a good job, though. He goes, I traded up.
Yes.
I was like, yes!
And knowing that he was dating her at the time is even funnier.
That's really cool, yeah.
You know who that blonde is dating?
No, I don't.
That is Jason Statham's girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm a big fan of Jason Statham. I love his movies. I think he's awesome. Ever since, you know, The Transporter, Expendables, you know, that I just like that old school action hero.
Well, he's great. Yeah, we all love him.
And he's not, dude, did you see the previews for Mission Impossible 3?
That looks great.
I can't believe it. I'm like, you know, I don't even care that he jumped on Oprah's couch. It looks awesome.
You know what? If you had to live with that shrew and you finally got free after all those years and you were going out with Katie Holmes after being stuck in the dungeon by the friggin' Kidman monster, you would be jumping on a couch too, I think, at this point. I always defended him for that. I was like, look, the guy's friggin' happy for a change. Be happy for him.
Well, I'm looking at it this way. He married a girl half his age. You got to respect that.
Well, the dude was just so unhappy, man. He wanted to just, I'm sure he'd come home at night and just look in the mirror and go, why don't I just die?
Well, you know what's funny is during that period, he was looking old.
Well, he was unhappy, dude. Look at
him. He wasn't looking good, but you see him now. He's slimmed down. I mean, the guy doesn't even look like he's aged now. He's back to where he was looking like in his 20s.
Dude, that movie, and it everyone's looks like, crazy. We're so tired. And I'm like, no. It's a completely different crew making it. Did you notice? It's going to be pretty different.
Well, it's got, why can I think of his name right now? The guy that's going to be playing Hawkeye in the Avengers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and dude, he's the co-star in that with him.
I would do anything if they would just, like, do me a favor and give Hawkeye a better suit. He doesn't have any suit right now. He looks like a kind of a douche, and the pictures I've seen don't look too good either.
I haven't seen any pictures of him on the set yet.
I'm ready for a change. Come on, guys. Come on.
Speaking of movies, though, and on the set, they actually leaked pictures of Dark Knight filming today.
Did they?
Yeah, and it's just a scene of him, Christian Bale, with Anne Hathaway.
Is he in suit?
No, they're just standing there. But I guess she is supposedly wearing... They said that she's not going to be wearing the comic book costume, but she's going to be wearing a thieves costume, which is going to be skin tight, black with the goggles. So they're going with the updated modern version of like the cat version.
So it is a comic book version, but it's the newer...
It's going to be basically what they're going to want to do is it's going to have the goggles and it's going to look like Catwoman. To the
she's
point
gonna
that
have
it's
some body
tight.
Armor, from what I read, yeah.
Right, but it's going to be more of a modern-day burglar. Something's kind of what they had in Kathleen Zeta-Jones and Sean.
Yeah, they were talking on Batman on Film about it was going to be like a like if you took a BMX version of a bike thief, or not a bike thief, but a cat burglar, and they're going to make it something. Because it's going to have some of those body armor pieces on it.
Similar to yours.
Only, yeah, but I don't look like a cat bird. I'm not wearing a cat suit, Johnny. If I was wearing a cat suit...
I'm talking
suit,
about the BMX
pads. You would never
want
to talk to me again if I wore a cat suit. Trust me. You'd run screaming into the night, so I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I'd run like a bitch, yeah.
That's right. It could be frightening. So luckily, I'm going to avoid that for you.
Yeah, but no, back to Transformers. Tell you the truth, I really liked it. I liked the only thing that I thought was odd is how many Decepticons were in that movie.
Yeah.
When they actually had taken over Chicago, it was crazy the amount of Decepticons.
I kind of dug it. I kind of dug it, though. Man, that was crazy. But I was like, wow, where'd all these guys come from?
It reminded me a lot of The Matrix. When they had that scene with all the flying, you know? Or Terminator Salvation. When they had all the different, I mean, it was like, wow.
It was good, yeah. I personally was entertained from start to finish. It was long. I didn't really notice the running time being that long.
I didn't either.
I thought it was really well-paced.
Leonard Nimoy.
Can't go wrong.
Even quoting his own famous line from Star Trek.
I know.
I was like, wow, fanboys everywhere, unite.
I like the fact that they were showing that Amok Time episode on the
yes.
TV. That was sweet.
That was great.
Look, it's Bad Spock again. I was like cracking up.
Well, if you notice, he was wearing the goatee as Sentinel Prime.
Oh, yeah, he was.
He had the goatee like he was the evil Spock.
That's true. You know what? That is very true.
The only thing I was dissatisfied on the whole picture, don't get me wrong, but the whole basis of the whole first part of Sam's character was that after these big wars and after he saved the world twice, he can't get a job. You know, hey, I got a medal from the president. Can't get a job. They're showing him in all these
interviews.
That probably
made it worse at this point.
And then at the end, you still don't know what the future is for Sam. I know he's, I know Shiloh is taking all these interviews saying, hey, we can't go any further with Sam. This is the last picture I'm doing with Transformers. I don't want to do anymore. But I really felt like I wanted to know where his character ended up.
I wonder why he decided he wasn't going to do anymore. I wonder if he's just really tired of the franchise and wants to move on. I know he's trying to kind of branch out. And I have to tell you, he was actually a strong point in the movie, I thought.
He's a great actor, I got to tell you. I mean, for an old ex-Disney kid, he's probably, one of the better ones out there.
Yeah, it was kind of surprising, wasn't it?
Yeah. The co-star, she was excellent. Malkovich being in it. I mean, that was a surprise to me because I didn't know he was going to be in it.
I got a surprise for you since you mentioned Nimoy.
Yes.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land.
I'd hammer. Spock is singing.
Really? That's almost as bad as, William Shatner singing.
Well, I got even a better one. Listen to this one. This is one of my favorites. I don't know what's wrong with me. Sometimes I have real problems. Here, I'm gonna fade.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I'm gonna fade this one for a second here.
I would say mostly all the time.
All right, I'm fading that one so I can bring in the next one here. You've got to hear this one. This one's even more exciting.
Who's this?
This is, you'll recognize this one right off the bat. I'm going to go ahead and let everyone listen.
Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons.
What do you think of that?
Quietly. You need to go away. Clearly.
I got something for every occasion.
That's crazy.
There's our Leonard Nimoy fix for the day.
Yeah, that's yeah.
That is sweet, though. You have to give credit where credit's due.
And Transformers, it set a new record.
Did it?
Did you read that?
I did not.
Earned $416 million worldwide since Tuesday.
Wow. Good.
$416 million.
Well, it's also because the ticket prices are insane. You're still there. You're still right. You're rocking.
I'm rocking. It sounded really weird.
I got rid of your echo.
Yeah, there it would be. But at $460 million in a week, that's crazy.
It is crazy.
Now, I know the producers are already all saying that they're going to be doing another one. So.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. The studio says that they're not done. They want to be doing them.
Well, yeah, but who are they going to get? And is it going to be any good? And, all these thoughts go through your head.
Oh, I know.
I'm thinking, I don't know, guys. Maybe you could let it go.
Or maybe they're just going to wait a little while until they can get some more characters.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, if they follow on the path they're on now, I could almost see them doing more because it would actually be pretty cool. But if they don't follow on the current path, then I'm kind of leery because I don't want them to go back and, reboot the franchise,
Well, the question is, how many times can you see, Shiloh running away from Decepticons, getting beat up, just to stop them again.
Right.
I mean, it was pretty much the same pattern in all three movies. I enjoyed it immensely. I knew what I was getting into as soon as I showed up there. But it's still one of those things of, I can see where he can say he doesn't know what to go with his character in the future.
Right.
I still would like to see where his character would go.
Patrick
Dempsey as a bad guy.
That was pretty cool.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Inspired casting.
Well, the reason he's doing it is I've read some articles, and he's really pitching that he wants to be an action-adventure star.
Hmm.
He said he's done all the drama. He goes, hey, and what he's pitching is he's wanting to do Doctor Strange. And I think he'd make a great Doctor Strange. He's even saying that it's funny because he's been saying that he'd even do either the movie or he'd commit to doing a series like HBO of 13 episodes. Well, he made this basically announcement like a month ago, and then here a couple weeks ago he's announced that this is gonna
thank so, goodness yeah.
Well, yeah, maybe the show will leave
maybe
then.
They'll get rid of that piece of dog crap. Here, I'll bring your echo back for you.
My echo back.
Yeah, I brought your echo back for a reason too, because just to further the idea that yes, your crazy producer will have anything you need here. This is our tribute to Leonard Nimoy and the Transformers music.
Nice.
You know this one, don't you?
Uh-huh. That is awesome. I remember those episodes, too.
You are listening to Brute Squad,
where we will do anything. Say anything, play anything. Sometimes it doesn't even have to be related.
But in this case, it is.
But in this case, it is. That is so true.
Be glad I don't throw some evil stuff on you, man.
Hey, guess what else I saw this week?
What's that?
I saw Green Lantern again.
Did you see it in 3D?
No.
You need to see it in 3D.
Is it that good in 3D?
It's different. It's a different experience.
I gotta tell you, the second time I saw it, I enjoyed it more.
Me too.
I actually enjoyed it a lot more the second time. Ryan Reynolds grew on me on the second time watching it. What now?
Nothing. It's all good. It's all good, man. It's all good, I swear. Yeah, I enjoyed it too. I did.
Yeah, you're sitting over there laughing. You know, it's got me all paranoid now.
It's all good. I wouldn't... It's all good. Actually, you're right. Ryan Reynolds, I think the second time you see it, you kind of see where it was going with some of the ideas. Like, he is fearless, yet he's got a crack in the armor.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where it was. And I, you know, as I watched it, I was thinking the same thing. I really...
Yeah, because I was really down on it the first time I saw it. But the second time, it didn't seem as bad as... Because he had more of the fearlessness. And I don't know if I was just in the wrong frame of mind.
Well, it sticks in your craw. I mean, yeah. That's something about the character you loved. And it suddenly the dude's afraid of an ant. But he wasn't really. It just felt that way at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, they still, I think, could have made him a little bit rougher around the edges. I mean, really, the whole I'm afraid of commitment.
Well, this was kind of the anti-Dark Knight in a way. This was something that the whole family is supposed to enjoy a little more than the Dark Knight scared so many people and people were screaming, running in the night. So personally, I'd rather have the Dark Knight. But let's be honest, Green Lantern doesn't belong in that universe. He kind of belongs in the universe they gave him. It was kind of right, I felt.
Yeah, you never know. They're still talking of, you know, talks of a Justice League in 13 or 14.
Jeez. You know what? I'm not going to say no. I'm just going to say I have to see where they go with it. As long as they keep the integrity and as long as Batman and Superman argue about and he calls him goody two shoes and stuff, I'll be fine.
As long as he ridicules him and makes him pretty much a punk that he is.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
And Superman kind of gives it right back, which is kind of nice.
I mean, the only Superman that they've ever had that was worth a crap was Christopher Reeve, and I really can care less about anyone since then.
I liked Brandon. I liked him. Brandon, how are you going to Rickroll George Reeves that way?
No, I like George Reeves. I said, you're right, I like Reeves.
Damn, Rickrolled.
Rickrolled. Dude, no, don't even start with that crap. Dude.
He got Rickrolled.
Turn off that Rick Astley. That stuff's just junk. I'm having flashbacks when I used to DJ a skating rink.
I was going
to
say, Fantasyland?
Yeah, that would be it. That was painful. We all had bad high school jobs.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it wasn't flipping burgers.
That's right. That's right. I couldn't resist, man.
Yeah, I can understand.
I could not resist. Who could resist that one?
And to let you know, next week I will be doing the show solo.
Suddenly, Todd is tied up in his own bat belt. It's not even right.
No, you got issues. I'll pray for you, man.
He says that every week just because I said, burn the church. He's like, I'll pray for you.
Yeah, I'll pray for you.
Good deal,
man. I had people asking me about that. They go, I heard your radio show. I didn't realize you were in a metal band. And I'm thinking, really?
Yeah.
I'm like, I've been playing drums since I was like 5. And people are just like, well, I just thought you did comics. I'm like, there's a lot of years I had nothing to do with comics but play drums.
Yeah, well, you still had something to do with them, I think.
No, there was about 5 years.
You went without it all?
I
can't believe you didn't pick one up.
Mm.
Man, what was wrong with you?
I was playing.
Yeah. It does kind of consume you.
I was breaking drumsticks and had to afford them.
That's probably right. Yeah, those were the days, though. Those were the days.
Up until I got endorsed and didn't have to worry about paying drumsticks anymore.
That's right.
I have to say I actually got kicked off my endorsement, though, for breaking too many.
Interesting.
And it had drumsticks that know that. The titanium metal ones?
Oh, no way.
I broke enough of those. I still got the letter at home that says that we have no longer will be able to cover you for these sticks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Troublemaker?
No. I just break things. That has nothing to do with troublemaking.
Oh, I know. I know you break. Hell, but you know what was cool about our thing? was we did the what the hell? Josh is calling during the recording of your show, and I thought that the sound was off. So this is the same Josh that we told last week that he could not come on and put down politics.
Oh yes, yeah, that's right.
In comics, but that's Josh, right. Thank you,
because he challenged us last week that he wants to come on air and debate things.
We'll let you come on air and have fun with us, but you can't talk bad about Batman or else I shut you off. That's just how it works.
Just have a gag order, click.
Yeah, it's the bat gag.
Nice.
You know,
I'm sure he's got it in his belt.
And I could even have the sound effect.
I mean, really, a guy walks around in all latex. You don't think he's got all kinds of fetish wear in the
house? Hold on, hold on. I'm about ready to put a bat gag on Johnny. Jeez.
All righty. Well, I think that's a good place to take our break for,
good deal.
For the evening. Hey, just stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes with the Brute Squad.
And here's one for Johnny.
Junior's great. Hits the street.
Attention all personnel.
You got it.
You got it.
You found the most listened to radio station. Jackalope Radio.
All right. Once again, welcome back to the Brute Squad. I know you couldn't tell by the sound of the music because...
Someone's gone nuts.
Somebody was a vanka.
It's true, man. Hey, I could have been worse, man. I could have given you the more horror treatment. Those poor guys on there.
Okay, we're going to have issues. I'm going to come into there.
Those poor guys on more horror, I always put that on.
I'm going to let you know exactly why I had the most penalties when I played hockey.
That's sweet. Well, I am kind of in a end zone here.
Yeah. It's like a penalty booth is what you're
I know. I'm already in here, man. Doggone it.
Hey, tell you what, let's have about some reviews this week.
Sounds good. Comic news, reviews. Oh, toy reviews.
We got toy reviews.
That's
we got
right.
A lot of new products come out this week.
Leftover. Yeah, I forgot about that.
This week, Brightest Day Series 2, which consists of Martian Manhunter, the new Firestorm, Hawkman, and Mira. And tell you the truth, I got to give it to DC Direct. I think it was like Wave 7 on the Blackest Night. They switched their plastic, and it's like they can sculpt it a lot better.
Gotcha.
And the sculpting's excellent. The paint job's excellent. This mirror is like off the charts.
Well, I'm sure the other ones were sculpted well, but maybe the plastic didn't.
It just didn't take it as
right,
well. Yeah,
right.
These are really, it's really kind of a softer plastic. So they just, it's not like they look real, but I mean, they really hold the color really well.
Gotcha.
And she just looks really good. It's very bright.
Is there a Hawkman on the back of there I'm looking
yes.
at? Yes. That looks sweet.
The only problem I have with the Hawkman, it looks like he's the same size as Mira. So
man.
It's like he's a little bit shorter than he should be.
Got you.
I'm not real happy with him with that one, just
well,
because
he
of the height.
Looks good though.
But yeah, I'm telling you, the way they painted him and everything looked really good.
Firestorm looks kind of funny. He looks like he needs
to go hang
out.
I can't stand him.
But
see, it's the Jason Roach Firestorm, and I can't stand him as a character anyway. And it's
looks
just
like a new. Speaking of new wave of the '80s, man.
Oh,
there you go. That
looks terrible.
Whew.
And Martian Manhunter, I'm not real pleased with. I'm not a big fan of the pants anyway. I like the classic look of John. But just his head looks a little
bit off. I like John in a Speedo.
Yeah.
Yes, we're just going to take this show into a whole new direction.
But no. But no, I mean, it's not too bad. I mean, the figure, John Jones looks all right. It's just his head doesn't look real well because usually he has that big brow.
Right.
And they really kind of toned it down. And I kind of like the big brow. It kind of gives him that alien look.
Gotcha.
I mean, if they're going to try to look human, okay, make him skin color. He
Hell, they might as well make a Tully Silvallis figure and paint green.
Huel Brenner.
That's right.
I am the king. But the other one I have is, I got to tell you, Hot Toys is off the charts lately. They came out with Thor this week. I'm so impressed with this figure. The detailing, they actually got the scallops in the cape. Mjolnir.
Sweet.
I'm telling you the truth. I expected when I opened it up, it was going to be a piece of plastic. But they actually made the hammer out of die cast.
And it's got a magnet to go in the rock.
So. Yeah, because they actually have the rock like from the movie where you can actually have it where it looks like it's embedded in it. And I'm telling you, the likeness is just amazing. I mean, he just looks like he kind of stepped off the set of a movie.
That's sweet.
It's funny. I was talking to a good friend of mine, Tim, that came in the store tonight, and he was picking up his Thor. And we were talking, and it was like, you know, I had a great ideas for Hot Toys because he was showing me, because kind of going off topic a little bit, but they show that Hot Toys is going to have two new more exclusives for San Diego Comic-Con. Originally, they were going to do an Iron Man, but it was just the gray, dull Iron Man. It's like, whatever. I can care less after I get so many of them. But now they're going to be doing a new Predator, which is a Shadow Predator. It's more of a brown looking, freaking off the chain. Really like it. And then they're doing a new Batman from Batman Begins. And it's crazy. I have never seen a figure look like a photograph in my life. And I'm like, this, I'm like, no, I don't need another Batman figure. He goes, no, dude, you need to see this. And it's even got like the harness, the chest harness that he came with.
Right.
Yeah, it comes with that. It comes with, he comes with his bat belt. Utility belt actually comes where you can put like a cell phone and stuff in it.
Wow.
It's crazy. And I'm looking at this. I'm like, you know what Hot Toys needs to do? They needs to make these life size.
Oh, Lord.
No. And then open up like their own museum, kind of like a wax museum. Because, I mean, I have not seen the detail on wax museum characters than what Hot Toys can do on a toy.
Gotcha.
So the only problem is that it's San Diego Comic-Con exclusive, so who the heck knows if it's going to be easy to get or not.
Right.
So, yeah, I may have to just go to San Diego.
You know what? I'm telling you.
I don't know, but, you know, I've been looking at the lineup, and the lineup for Chicago, Wizard World, is about 10 times better this year than San Diego.
Yeah, it is going to be nice. And, I'm thinking San Diego next summer when they do the Dark Knight.
That's what I
want to be there.
But what about Wizard World? I think we should hit it.
Yeah, man, it's highly possible as long as we can afford it.
It's August. In Chicago, you can drive in a day.
Yeah, you can almost fly it in like an hour.
Oh, I'd be down with that.
It's like $78 round trip.
Yeah.
That's when you go.
We should check on that.
We should. We should do this thing.
We should do this thing.
Represent the Jack.
Yeah, but I got to tell you this. The Hot Toy stuff is crazy.
I just want the Hot Toys to get a license and do the whole Justice League. Can you imagine?
Well, they're doing Christopher Reeve. They've got Batman. They're two. The one I'm surprised.
They're more movie tie-ins, though.
I really haven't seen them do a Green Lantern. I'm really surprised.
Give them time.
Now, the one license I'm hoping they show at San Diego, I'm so excited about, is they're doing Sucker Punch.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to have to get the Sucker Punch. I mean, it's like, okay, I'll go get Plasma or whatever. But, you know, but it's like, that movie's so great.
Did you see the unrated version?
Not yet. Is it pretty good?
It's so much better. It's such a different movie.
Because what is it, like 7 minutes or is it 17 minutes?
20.
20 extra minutes.
Pretty close, yeah.
Is it worth it?
Oh, yeah. Of course, I don't know if I think I complained just a hair about this, but Warner Brothers did the thing that Lionsgate had done that really irritated me. The only way to get this unrated version is on the Blu-ray DVD combo pack.
Right.
And even then, the DVD is still the PG-13 version, but the Blu-ray in that set is the full uncut version.
See, that's lame. They need to make them both that version.
I agree. That's crap. And then listen to this. If you get the single Blu-ray, PG-13. If you get the DVD, PG-13. Crappy PG-13.
So you got to buy the double.
You have to. You have to pay the extra, you know, $7 and get this double. And what really pisses me off is because, you know, right now, I guess it's like 8%. Last time I looked just a few days ago, 8% of America own Blu-ray players. 8%. That's nothing. See? 8%. Other people that's not counting PlayStation 3, however.
Right.
So other people that have PlayStation 3s would probably bring that up significantly to maybe, let's say, 17, 18, maybe 20% tops.
Right.
But that's still not very many people with a Blu-ray player. So they're really cutting their own throat. And they did the same thing to The Dark Knight. If you didn't have a Blu-ray player, you couldn't get all the extras. So the even the double disc special Dark Knight DVDs that were $29.99
mm-hmm.
still didn't have all the extras that they had on the Blu-ray double disc set, which really infuriates me. It's
thank
time.
God.
And then luckily I
have a Blu-ray.
One.
Yeah,
right.
I have a Blu-ray. So,
but it's still, you have to look at the fact that there are a lot of people out there that can't afford Blu-ray. Can't.
But you
go
know,
that way.
By the same token, that's probably what they're planning is if they do it this way, it'll force people to get to Blu-ray so they can get off the disc.
Well,
because as soon as they can get everybody on a Blu-ray, they're going to come up with Red Ray or Green Ray or Polka Dot Ray.
Well, they can stick it up their ass.
So they can
Ray.
Say, this is just a little bit cleaner, and we're going to redo everything all over again just so you can buy every DVD in your arsenal.
I honestly don't think they're going to be able to get much crisper than it is now. I mean, like the Dark Knight Blu-ray.
But you know what? When the DVDs came out, nobody thought that compared to VHS.
I did because I know that some of the Laserdiscs held more information at the time, and there were bigger formats.
I had a Laserdisc player. I was one of those guys that had those big Laserdiscs. And tell you the truth, I liked the quality on them when at the time they came out.
Oh, they're gorgeous. They're gorgeous. Now, here's the thing, though. Everything's gone to pixels instead of lines, so that's where things have changed. But with Blu-ray, when they encoded The Dark Knight, do you know to this day that still is the all-time award winner for Blu-ray? No one has beat the resolution on that yet. They've come close.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
But that was because also I believe the IMAX really helped that a lot, you know, shooting it in that higher format.
Oh, I agree.
But I tell you what.
So I haven't heard, are they doing that the same with the new one?
More.
Are they?
Yeah, the first one had, what, you know, maybe 7 scenes shot that way, but the new one has got like half the movie, I guess, pretty close. Shot
nice.
They're really going to blow it. It's not going to be 3D, though. Hell with that.
Well, you know, you realize that they're going to have Anne Hathaway in a tight costume, so they got to make sure they get everything as crisp as possible.
You crack me up. Man, that's you know what, though? That's the thing is, just being able to sit there and experience that. And I got to tell you, you may want to go to Harry Potter with me.
I love Potter.
Well, I'm hearing through the grapevine.
Batman The Dark Knight preview.
That the trailer might be on there.
I've heard the same thing.
The I Am Legend had that whole opening sequence. They went ahead and edited just the opening of the film and put it on there. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
The movie stunk. because it was a terrible representation of Richard Matheson's brilliant book, I Am Legend. But
oh, yeah, I got to tell you, the book, I love the book. And then I went to see the movie, and I'm like, ugh.
What the hell are these CGI
crawly
guys?
You know what the same thing was for me, and I put it in the same category? You know, vampires?
Yeah.
But it was, when you buy the book, it's the S is the money sign.
Right.
And then you go see it, and I'm like, well, it's a great, you know, it's got James Wood.
I heard, though, that it was
I gotta tell you, the
just
book,
based on, you know.
Yeah, but the book was awesome. And then I love the book. And then I see this, I'm like, what the hell are you thinking?
I kind of like the movie for what it is, because I've never read the
book. It's not a bad movie, but it's one of those, then why don't you just rename it and make it your own?
Right. I think that's kind of what they were wanting to do, but it didn't
work out. I mean, I can understand when it comes to comic books, you're not going to get 20 years of comic books into a two-hour movie.
Right.
But, you know, generally, if you have a 300-page book, you can get the majority of that into a movie.
You can cut it down, yeah.
But no, actually, I saw the previews to Potter, and I got to tell you,
it actually looks good. I'm like, I don't even like Harry Potter, and I'm enjoying
the
previews.
Because the last movie I saw, it was like, oh, they're running.
And
an hour into it, oh, and they're running.
And they're talking.
And a little bit longer, oh, and they're running.
And they're camping out.
And then it's like, I guess
they're speaking like this through the entire movie, making me really crazy.
I think it's awesome.
I know you would.
I did. I loved it.
We could do the whole show this way one week, and everyone would be tuning out.
That'd be bloody beautiful.
Harry Potter. I'm like, what in the hell? Stop it. Stop it. I don't want to hear it anymore. And because that had more dialogue than any Harry Potter I'd ever seen. So I was just like, stop talking. Stop. Someone shoot somebody. Just stop talking.
But Hermione, she's
whining all the time.
She likes you, Harry.
Whatever. Just
shut up, Ron. Get out of here.
Better use of those wands.
You're annoying. That's right. I'm going to stick that wand where the sun doesn't shine and give you a whatever that clemento is, whatever that word he says is. Pimento. Guardian pimento.
Nice.
What is he saying?
You got issues.
He says something like that. What is he saying? You know I'm right. He shakes that wand around.
Yeah.
Spaghardian pimento.
Spaghardian.
Right,
sorry,
now everybody's
I am sorry, Rollins, for us butchering the language.
Well, what is the other one? What is the other one? Something Leviosa. What is it? It's a whole...
Cavitus Levioso.
I don't know. All I know is that my daughter could tell you, my son could tell you, I just want to run away.
You know what's funny? My daughter could really care less about the book. She tried reading the first one. She's like, it's boring. I was like, wow.
Guardians, whatever. Leviosi. Yeah.
Levioso.
Golly, Leviathan, and all of a sudden the pits of hell open up.
I gotta tell you, the new one looks good. It's got Gary Oldman in it. That's all I really needed to know.
Hey, man, I'm with you. Hey, Josh is trying to interrupt your show again by sending me Skype messages. Josh, you know it's Wednesday night. It's Brute Squad time, man. Take your place in line. We are recording, Josh.
Yes.
Come on, Scooby.
Well, what do you think? Should we hit the comics that came out this week?
Hit them quickly.
Well, how much time we got?
We got like 10 minutes left. We're all right.
Dude.
We're rocking it.
We're going to have an extended show sometime.
We will.
Hey, Flashpoint number 3 came out. I think it's great that you have a limited series of 5 issues, and it only took to the third one to get the Flash to have his powers back. The greatest thing about this one, yeah, spoiler alert all you guys out there again, is the whole idea is in this Flashpoint, as we've talked about on the show before, is reverse Flash has changed history. The Flash isn't the Flash. Well, in this one, he goes to Thomas Wayne because Bruce is dead. He was a one shot. And he goes, hey, I need your help to become the Flash again. He sets up the whole scenario, gets struck with lightning. Flash turns into the Flash. They go to Cyborg because in this universe, Cyborg is the everyman superhero.
The dude, yeah.
He's the dude. And he goes, hey, we found out about these projects. You know, Superman, what's going on? So they go to this, you know, military, you know, barracks, for lack of a better word, or, you know, bunker, and they find where Superman's being held. Just so happens, Superman has never seen the light of day, has been imprisoned under the Ray's suns, pure white, looks something like Plastic Man, as skinny as he is. And they're like, this is our salvation, this is our salvation, and they bust him out of this prison, right? And then all of a sudden, all these military guys surround them, and you have this moment where, you know, for the first time ever, he can fly, and he goes, "All right, guys, let's attack!" And Superman flies off scared, like a little girl, and I'm like, "This is a true Superman book. I might get into this Flashpoint."
whatever, that damn thing. Whose brilliant idea was that?
This is Jeff Johns, dude.
I like Jeff Johns. What's he thinking?
This is, look, there's the picture of him right there.
That's hideous, man.
Everybody watching, look, there's the picture.
Yeah, yeah, that's a terrible Superman. He looks like a douche.
Yeah, he looks bad.
It's not even right, dude. What's on his chest? Looks like an apple.
It's an S1 because he's supposedly the Specimen 1.
Oh, you're kidding.
And they showed Specimen 2, and it's Superdog, you know, that everybody liked, the Crypto. Super Canine Crypto. But it's just his bones. Like, the military, like, took all the meat off his bones.
They killed him.
Yeah, they killed him.
What a great book.
I'm telling Next. You. It's great for kids.
Wonderful.
Secret Six.
Oh, there we go.
I'm telling you.
It's funny, Captain America's all over the back of the DC comic books.
That's cross merchandising.
There you go.
Merchandising.
Merchandising.
But, you know, this is kind of cool because Catman decides he wants to go after Batman. So he asks Bane how to do it.
Weird.
Well, Catman's kind of a bad guy. He's kind of an anti-hero. And he's like, you need to basically kill all his loved ones first. So the whole plot of this is the Secret Six are getting together, and they're going to Penguin, and they're getting all this information. And I guess they're going to be going after Batman.
Why the hell's everyone got to pick on the Dark Knight, man?
Well,
give the guy a break. He just traveled through time. He needs a bite of lasagna.
There's something to be said about guys that only hang out with children. But...
I will turn you off. Do you really want some of this? Do you really want to be Rickrolled again?
Hey, easy. But you know what's sad about this is when they're starting up this whole new DC line, because they're not doing a reboot. It's supposed to be a relaunch. But, I mean, Secret Six isn't one of them. It's one of the best books out there that they're doing, and pff, gone.
Well, you know, I got one thing to say about that, buddy.
Yeah, I know. Stop. Evan Sur actually came in, number two. Gotta tell you, Flashpoint Evan Sur is really cool. You get to find out a lot more about the character since he's not dead like in the regular universe.
Okay. If you say one more bad word about the bat, you're getting thrashed about by George Michael again.
Hey, I'm a fan as well. It's just funny. New Superboy, I'm really digging that. That's by Jeff Lemire, and I gotta tell you, I'm really digging the Superboy. It's really sad that he's like on issue 9 and they're gonna reboot him again.
Or just kill him altogether, who knows?
Yeah. Then we got Batman, Night of Vengeance. It's
got a cool cover.
Yeah, it's more about Commissioner Gordon in this other alternate universe and Selina, and she looks like she's in a wheelchair, so she's more like kind of a cat lady.
You haven't read that one yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't gotten to that yet. I've kind of thumbed through it, and it looks pretty interesting, you know? Let you guys know a little bit more. Unfortunately, there was like 20 comics that came out last night.
You're trying to get through them all?
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's not always easy. Adventure Comics, Legion of Superheroes. I'm telling you, Lovitz is doing great. Ever since he stepped down as VP as DC and he's writing Legion of Superheroes, I'm loving it. He does some great work.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Talking about Grim Fairy Tales from Zenscope. Neverland, you get to see all about Pocahontas and Peter Pan is an evil tyrant. Really digging it.
Yeah, you liked that last time.
I did. They got a new Top Cow's got a new miniseries coming out called Mysterious Ways, and it's kind of a murder mystery, and it's not like your regular superhero book. It's more kind of a cross of like horror versus whodunit.
And good artwork.
The artwork's good. I got to tell you, I really kinda like dark. The story. I kind of like not knowing what's going to happen next. And you know, it's like I said, I'm going to be probably going to a lot more indies here in the future, so you're going to be getting a lot more reviews of them.
Gotcha, gotcha.
I guess the other big one that came out as well this week was Fear Itself number 4 by Marvel.
Hmm.
And dang, it was a great issue. Finally, Thor's escaped Odin and Asgard, and now he's going to be helping mankind because Odin has this new idea that, hey, you know what? If the god of fear gets more powerful by all the humans being scared, let's just kill all the humans.
Well, he's kind of got a point.
Yeah, he's got a point, but it's kind of like, really? So, and plus, you know, the whole thing, and, you know, the last one is Bucky's dead again. They killed off Bucky.
Golly.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, so now Steve Rogers is Captain America again instead of Super Soldier Steve Rogers. Now he's back in the red, white, and blue just in time for the movie. because that wasn't a big surprise.
Right.
The fact that Steve Rogers is Captain America, in the same month of the movie.
Well, at least Marvel's smart enough to give him back his part, unlike DC, who kills off the Dark Knight right when the movie hits number one.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
Yeah, the highest comic book sales of all time, beat every comic they were talking. I was reading an article just the other day that 9-1, 10-1 against most other comics at that time.
Oh, yeah.
Batman was like so far ahead of every comic. I mean, even Spider-Man, it was like way up here. All of a sudden, boom, let's kill him. That'll be great.
Yeah, it makes sense.
That's a good idea.
That's a good
idea. And I used to work at Applebee's, but now I'm in charge of DC.
Yeah.
It would be, you know what?
A gopher on the Superman set, so.
If it wasn't so true, it would be humorous. But as it is, it's a bad joke for all of us.
It is a terrible bad joke.
Oh, man. These studios sometimes and these corporations become corporate, like DC and Marvel, you know. And they put these people in spot that can make good sales, but they have no idea what artistry is. They have no idea what integrity is with these characters. They just know, hey, man, you made Applebee's $2 million. You were their promotions marketer. We're going to hire you to be in charge of our studio. So the head of a studio used to be an Applebee's guy. That's literally
happened.
You
know what's funny? Because you know everybody always makes fun about wrestling. Because they always say wrestling's like the man.
Wrestling?
Yeah, wrestling. You know, they always talk about it, you know, it's kind of like a soap opera, and everybody made jokes of it. But do you know what's funny? I read an article, and they actually were putting ads out that they were looking for soap opera writers to be writers of
WWE. Doesn't surprise me a bit.
And I was like, wow.
Usually,
you just admitted that you suck.
Well, usually it's so juvenile, I thought maybe the Cartoon Network writers that wrote SpongeBob might be writing some of the wrestling these days. But
no.
Yeah. Yeah. What do I know, right?
Yeah. Hey, that's something we got to talk about, Cartoon Network, next week, because I got to tell you, Avengers has been restarted. It's going strong.
The new Green Lantern.
New Green Lantern.
I really like the Young Justice.
Young Justice is good, but you know we'll talk about more of it in detail next week. Thundercats is coming back.
It's all this new superhero
thing. Has it started again?
I believe it has started, yeah.
Okay, I have to check that out because I did not know it
already
started.
If not, it starts like this week.
And something else that I've been watching that I'll give a review next week, Fallen Skies from TNT.
I've been wanting to watch it so bad I can't find it.
I have a DVD-R and it's freaking incredible.
Good.
It's really just, you know, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of a cross between like V.
Gotcha.
And kind of like Jericho.
Oh, cool.
So, I mean, I'm really digging it. Great faces, good actors. We'll talk more about it next week. But I think we're about out of time once again. I want to thank everyone for joining us. Tune in next week, same bat time, 7 Bat Channel. Talk to Todd and I on The Brute Squad.
Brute Squad!
Brute Squad. Times that made us laugh outweigh them back. Say goodbye to yesterday.